Time for your letters. And a number of you wrote in about a report we aired yesterday, a grisly story, which, as we said, listeners could find very unsettling. It's about a new book which details the investigation of a lampshade found at a rummage sale in New Orleans. Genetic testing determined that the shade is made of human skin. The book considers the possibility that the lampshade might have a history in the Holocaust.
Well, Roger Gordon of Washington, D.C. was one of many who were unsettled. He called the story the most appalling thing I have heard on the radio in many years. As a black American who has studied the history of his people, I thought I was inured to such things. But the casual curiosity, the nonchalance, the utter lack of horror that the book's author and previous owners showed at having such an abomination in their possession moved me to tears. So thank you for that terrible tale. It reminded me never to become used to human suffering.
Our story about returning unwanted gifts raised a very different set of concerns for some of you. We reported that Amazon is patenting a way for people who are about to receive a gift that they probably don't want to exchange it before it's ever shipped.
Users could create a filter for certain gift senders. If Amazon actually puts this into practice, it would save the company a lot of money in handling returns.
Well, Nancy Campbell of St. Louis writes, have you seen a drive for Toys for Tots or something similar for those who have nothing? If you really don't like Aunt Mildred's gift, then ask her to donate the money to a charitable organization where it will be put to some good use. You probably don't need what it is you think you want anyway. I am embarrassed for our society, and I use that term loosely, has degenerated to the point that people feel it is right to preemptively return a gift. Shame on all of us.
And Lloyd Arnold of Winterville, North Carolina, sent this warning to anyone who might try such a gift filter. He writes, sooner or later, a hacker will break into Amazon and send your gift filter to WikiLeaks.
Don't send us your gift filter, but do send us your thoughts about the program. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR News.